Hey, good morning.
Hi, my name's Lee. I think you're with the Orbits.
Of course, my name is Chase Lee. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you very much, sir. So you said you have a website to create, but that's a complex one. So can you tell me what is your business?
Well, what I'm trying to, a few years ago, I developed and went into much detail with a professional group of potential web designers to develop a website that is now what I would call Occupy the Arts,
mm-hmm.
but back then was Gaga Green Arts Group well, Gaga was an acronym for what I was trying to do with what is now called Occupy, and it basically I changed it back to a more politicized Occupy from Gaga because Lady Gaga, the lawyer, said wouldn't go for it. So I put a kibosh on everything. But then it's been busy. I've had problems in the family. Now I'm resurfacing. And I have it all developed in a notebook folder. I had a website guy do a mock-up of all of the sites that I would like to have. And basically what it is it's a bicycle wheel spoke thing. I'm sorry for my amateur description, but I'm not a computer mind.
No problem.
It has a center that is basically like an Occupy Music, but probably Occupy the Arts because I have Occupy.com, all of the arts, music, theater, TV, film. I've got them all on my domain.
Okay.
Preparing to maybe do this, and now I want to. And it's kind of what the best overall, other than confusing you completely, is people are welcome to come to Occupy Music. There's a radio station. There's like a Spotify. You can buy people's songs. They can put them up for listing for people to enjoy. And there's a better percentage for the musician than what any of the big boys are doing, which is like pennies for a listen. It's all kinds of different ways that people can come into the site through Occupy the Arts or Occupy Music, and then they go off to any of the other spokes that go to Occupy Theater, Occupy, that kind of thing. And so it's listed. It's in the notebook that I have. It's professional. Quite in detail because I got it ready for somebody to possibly do it for $50,000, which I shouldn't be telling you a number.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the intricacy of having Occupy Music be multifaceted, including encompassing a Spotify approach to the music, there would be other surrounding, connecting Occupy Arts things people could get into if they want writing, if they want animation or whatever. So it's rather detailed, obviously, and it can be done for money. Can do anything if you pay someone enough, and it's feasible and workable, and the patent isn't a problem. But it's realistic wise, it's not meant to be so political because Occupy has that. It's mostly meant to. It's the approach of what I'm doing, not the ideology behind it. The approach is a more fair shake for the musician or for the artist, something they have more control over in their own as an artist or as a creator, and not
okay.
where they're just given a half a penny for this. So basically it's out there. It's already progressed in the last 3 or 4 years since I wrote this up, but now it's actually being done by these large corporate websites. But does your company go into that kind of complexity?
Of course. Of course. Have you heard, yes, we basically are professional designers and developers for custom websites specifically, so we don't work on themes. Our main JD is basically to go in and create the websites from scratch, no matter whatever the design is. So have you heard a name? It was a music website which was called Throwbacks-Music. Have you ever heard of that particular name?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let me send you a link. Can you please open this up, please? I'll just send that to you.
Okay. Let me get there. Yeah, I got it.
Open this up.
So I'm going to Throwbacks, the actual site you're talking about.
Yes.
Throwbacks Music. Okay, let's get started. For the love of good old days. Okay, it's rolling. I have slow internet on the mountain.
That's fine. That's fine, sir.
Shakira, press and hold spacebar to listen. So there are musicians here.
Of course. These are basically, it's basically their idea was to bring on those particular music, which was being very famous back in 2010, 2050, back in the era, so that the new generation who is basically coming up, they can basically have the complete knowledge about, like, who was the singer, what exactly they were doing, and they could listen to their particular part as well. And the only way that they're basically making money is just by getting the streaming done on their particular website. So if you go ahead and if you listen to a song, the song basically streams out, and that basically gives them some sort of dollars and some sort of amount. But this is one of the ideas.
Not because I'm giving them money, but I'm an eyes.
Yes.
I'm a viewer.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I have a... I basically... Yeah, now did you build this? Is this something
yes.
you did?
Yes.
Oh, you did. what I think is I need to do is have a – well, you're already calling me. I'm already getting consulting, but have my product in whatever way I should have it and consult with you or an organization like you that could actually make something like what I have in mind happen. And if you want the account, I mean, or have any advice, or by the way, this may or may not work, but I've already been through a lot of that sieve process getting up to where I was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's been detailed. It just needs somebody who will say, yeah, we can do this. We want this much money.
Okay.
And
so, sorry to cut you off. Like you said that you already have the design, you already have everything set it up. We will just be going ahead and developing that part, or...
It's outlined in a notebook, and I had a developer who was a friend of mine build mock-up websites for these potential, for the thing, but it wasn't really finished, and it was, I'm not sure I want any of the stuff he did, but did it anyway. But it's all fairly laid out to where, what I'd like this to do, and how the economy within this is generated and spread out.
Uh-huh.
But, I really didn't have another level or grade of professionals to bounce things off of, so I probably still need to do some of that before we agree to go ahead with the development.
Okay. So, So how we work is we will first of all going to be, of course, seeing exactly what you have in the notebooks and what exactly the things that you have, just to give us the idea of what you will be looking for. And then I would like to know that on the website, would you be selling the music, or how does that work? Or would you be selling any courses, or would you be selling any subscriptions?
Yeah, I think there's membership, and that got a little complicated for the group I was talking to, because that goes into another, when you have membership, that's this realm over here. But it's basically, yeah, there's people would have membership to be on the Occupy wheel of things, so they can go anywhere that is offered. They can play, and so there is a subscription membership, and the musicians can put their music, or the artists can put their arts.
Well,
online.
First of all, they have to create the account, right, on your website.
Yeah.
Okay, and for the account creation, would they be paying anything monthly or yearly to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be as easy as an annual payment, or it could be like it's automatically drawn out, you know, $7 every month. I don't know, but whatever it is, yeah.
All right, so I think like this system is basically relevant to one of the systems as we have did for our e-commerce client. Of course, the product was something different. You're basically selling out arts and music, And what we have did for them was basically the T-shirts, the clothing, apparels, and everything about it. So we can surely go ahead and we can get you thing and get this thing started for you. Now, what is the timeline? I'm pretty sure like it's been 3 years that you've been working on this particular project, so you need that ASAP. So how soon do you need this to be completed?
I worked 6 years ago on this for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to go for it. Now I've been 3 years off because of COVID. I mean, I've done anything, but it's in its in a fairly decent format to be understood mm-hmm. because of that. So it's a lot of the work's been done. I just have to get a competent group that understands this, and obviously it's basically zeros and ones.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what to do with them.
Of course.
But to remove yourself ideologically from any of that element, which I don't want to be heavy-handed. This is a very light thing, not heavy as far as politically, but that doesn't concern you because you're just building,
Right. We're simply going to be building up the complete setup for you, including the design in, the development, the deployment. Everything will be set it up. And you will be the part of the process every single day as well, so that we could basically let you know what's the progress we have done, where we are, so that you could be satisfied at the end. Because if you are happy with the website, then for sure, your clients will be happy too, and you're surely going to be a happy customer to us as well.
And then you can assist with the continuation of this? I mean,
of course. We can take
care
of the maintenance part. Yeah.
Yeah, I need people to run this. But I'm building a film and a sound studio right now, so I could have a few workers if I need them. But then if you're building it and you offer these services to actually, make it function,
mm-hmm.
certainly.
Okay.
Boy, that's a big help. Yeah. So.
Of course.
Great. You're
so.
Chase. Right?
Yes, my name is Chase.
All right. Very nice. So I am currently moving. I from one place to another, so all my stuff is packed away. But I am a few days from finding that folder and really heading strong into this.
Mm-hmm.
So
so how would that work? Like you will simply gonna send me something first of all to see it, and then we'll simply gonna move to the next step, or how does that work? Because according to me. I do understand the nature of the business, and I do understand which platform would be suitable for you and what things you'll be looking for. So I pretty much know that, but how would you like to take care for that?
Well, I'm kind of at a loss as far as that. Where are you located?
San Jose, California.
Oh, God. Right. I was in Santa Cruz for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's really easy over 17 to just say, knock on your door. is Orbitz a building?
Orbitz is basically located in a tower. So we have a suite. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Certainly, I was thinking of getting to Silicon Valley to maybe explore this anyway, but you're already there.
Right.
So that helps. Yeah, I think this is a... I just have to want to find that outline. I have it around. I'm just through a call your way because this is my first foray into talking to anyone.
Okay.
But
and I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure if I will be the one who can provide you every single thing that you're looking for, then you don't have to go anywhere because I believe in sustainability and in long-term relationship. Just to basically let you know that we don't only build websites, we do mobile applications, search engine optimizations, social media marketing, branding, whatever you name it. So we are a one-stop shop.
Nice. Well, it's wonderful to start with you here because I really don't want to call other people.
Of course. I didn't know what to do,
so I just – you were the top on the list here, so I just
– Yeah, clicked. Google basically recommend us, so.
Yeah, it sounds good. Certainly, my time – preferably would be 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
And that may or may not be likely for you. You have to give me what the timeline is for developing such a complex website,
For this particular part, I think 4 to 5 months would be more than enough for us to go ahead and get this thing started. And how that work, each phase will be done in one particular step. So the first part would be the designing. The second part would be the development. and then the last card would be the deployment, and then the final check for all the complete website so that we could know that all the features, functionalities are being working, and we could be on the same page. And the best part is that we don't basically charge monthly or yearly, so whatever you will be paying, that will be a one-time fee. And of course, as the process will be taking 3 to 4 months, we can give you options. Either you can basically split the payments, pay in installments, or pay it full, whatever you like.
Okay, well, that would be fine. It's not a problem. I don't think I was quoted a high figure. I don't think it's going to cost $50,000 to do what I want, but it's going to be afterward to employ people to maintain it is another story.
Right.
So,
but I'm going to give you, Lee, I'm going to give you like a complete solution, not only for the website itself, including the branding, the logo, the business cards, the social media pages. So I'm going to give you a complete 360 solution. So by that particular way, we would be the one who's basically raising this baby up, and we will be the one who's simply going to make it mature so that it could start making some money for you.
Yeah, and my only question, and then I appreciate having a continuing relationship here with you and Orbitz, is concerning not failure, because that's not an option, business mentally wise.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's wildly successful, can you maintain that when you're
with your business? Of course. We basically are located in 3 different locations. We have 1 office in Canada, we have 1 office in U.S., and we have the 3rd office in Pakistan. So we're basically rotating all the circulum or the statics for the client's ability as well. And in total, in the complete Orbitz Design Agency, if I count like all the 3 states and countries, then I think we have more than 150 to 200 people, including the production, mobile application, branding, design, and everything like that. So I'm pretty sure with this particular big team, we can manage any particular project for you, and you will see it by yourself, because the progress will be shared to you every single day, or at least after every second day, because we will not simply going to take the money and come back to you after 4 months that this is your project and it's been done. This is not the way we work. We will make you satisfied on each particular step so that you could be happy at the end.
I'm convinced. That's great. That sounds good. International aspect of it, you guys have somebody in Pakistan, so I mean,
yeah.
The internet's already international, isn't it?
I've
never traveled, so I can't comprehend the world internet, but it's out there, right?
Of course, it is there, and you don't have to basically talk to them. You will be talking to me or either 1 or 2 project managers for you. However, I was just basically giving you the overview of the team that what we have right now.
Yeah, this is going to be geared for the optics of it primarily, which you aren't necessarily concerned with, just the motivating optics of element, but is basically people-friendly.
Right.
And it goes, music transcends, you know, cultures and countries.
Of course.
So it goes all over the world. You know, it's going to support people's efforts over the corporate efforts. Even though I have to make money and we have to have a profit, the idea is it doesn't have to be wild and abandoned profit. I'd like the artists to feel like they're worth something.
And I would give you an idea on that. I don't know, like, if you have think on that or not, but we can open this particular platform not only for U.S. or just for the English music. We can open it for worldwide people just to basically come as a community and feel a part of it.
That's what I want. And then ultimately it is going to be supportive of community efforts. But
of course.
Only in a way that helping people, that's all.
Right.
So the idea is, thank you. I need to have a meeting, and I need to come to California anyway. But is there a way that I can have a meeting with somebody there or you and sit down, or is that, I know it's not necessary, but if I'm coming out there anyway, I can really have an informal meeting.
I can surely arrange maybe myself or somebody in the California office to go ahead and basically meet you up. However, we usually basically do not take care for the walk-in clients. Reason is the COVID, number one point. And second of all, in our building, right beneath the street, there's basically construction going on. So I don't know, like, when are you planning to basically come over? However, we can surely do a Zoom session if you want, which is video. Yeah.
That's it. That would be better. I mean,
Yeah.
really, I'd like to come out and meet someone if I'm going to be doing this kind of business. And I will
Of
at
course.
some point before we go through or sign a contract, because that should be done in person for me if the bill is high, which it probably will be. So certainly, yeah, the Zoom conference meeting would be good. But right now, you've been very helpful already. You can pretty much do whatever I need to do with the website. It's over my head. I've sculpted it on, and I've referred to other professionals, and I've got it on this in this nice professional notebook. And
So
so it doesn't. I'm not a.
how would you be sending me the information, like the one that you would like to share with me, so that I can let you know what will be the cost to build this particular system up?
I think what it'd be is I'd send you a copy of the professional document that I have, snail mail, and just because it doesn't matter if it's a few days, but I'd rather not send it over the internet, just for my own personal preference. And I'd just mail you the folder so you can look through it. It's self-explanatory. It's fairly well detailed. And or you would recommend not doing that. So just send
see.
it over the internet. Here, take a look. I want to protect what I have while I go into marketing.
No, of course. Of course, see, whatever we will be having in between you and me, we can surely go ahead and sign the NDA, which is non-disclosure agreement, so that we could all be on the same particular page. As far as the copy is concerned, if you could send me that through email, then that'd be great, because by that particular way I can respond to you easily.
All right, I'll gather it together. I've got to get my papers together.
So I've sent you the email. That is Chase at Orbit Design Agency. What is your email?
Okay, good. It is T as in Tom, the letter T, and then at symbol, Terrence, TerranceLee, Lee, Lee, Martin, Martin, dot com.
Got it. All right, so when can we speak next?
Well, what is it, Thursday right
Yeah,
now? I guess
Thursday.
when you really want to get this information before we talk again,
Of
right?
course, of course.
Yeah. So let me get that together. I'll have to take a scan at the pages or take a picture.
Yeah, picture would be fine as well. And is this your
Okay.
cell phone, the one on your on one with which we are speaking?
No, this is a landline.
What is your cell phone so that I can send you a text from my cell phone?
One second. I just got a new iPhone.
Okay.
It is 540-245-3974.
Got it. Let me send you a text and let me know if you receive that.
I've been on a mountain here in the Blue Ridge. So I haven't had so much success with my previous iPhone, but I now have 5G, and it seems to not mind getting me texts finally. It's been a major problem. Apple can't verify me if I can't get a text, man. It's just
Yeah.
ugh. So Chase Miles, I got your phone number?
Yeah, this is my cell phone, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, one other element to real quick, and then we'll let you go. But I got a house and property I'm leasing in Scottsville, which is not far from Charlottesville, Virginia. It's a part of the same county, and there I'm building a video film, small media, intermediate film studio that I can actually be on a podcast to commandeer what we're talking about. Because I've had a lot of radio experience, and I have, you know, other experience that would put me in a podcast represent. So just so you know, there's an element to that. I'd like to be able to be on my own occupymusic.com radio station doing DJ work or podcasting or something. Just so you know, because I haven't brought that up, but that's not doesn't concern you. That's just another element. That's nothing really, right? No, there's no complication there.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Like, whatever you will be sending me in the note, I'll simply gonna sit with my team and we'll simply see what's the best we can do for you. And then from there, I can send you the code, like how much this will be. And then once you're ready, we can surely go ahead and we can basically get this thing started for you.
Yeah, I'm projecting what it would cost to maintain your services, obviously. Yearly.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure to give you a better price because it's not only about the money, it's about the relationship and the respect that we usually show to our clients, and of course the clients give us back.
Well, if you're going to maintain the site, you make money too.
Right.
So that's good, you know, and that's understood. I'm just trying to make it to where, with the name like Occupy, you can't hoard. So you gotta look like you're giving a lot.
Right.
And do give a lot because there's a lot of money to be made, and you know, I want to make a difference, and I want to get education out there, but I don't need to. I've worked in radio, and it's what they do to musicians. The industry is important. Anyway,
Good. So what we can do for you, like once you're simply going to send me the information about the project, we can schedule a Zoom meeting, like video, face-to-face. So by that particular way, I could show you the office and everything about it so that you could basically have the knowledge that who will be the people who will be working for you. And then we can just basically go ahead and we can take the things from there.
Great. Well, I'm excited. Where in San Jose is your office?
In San Jose or in Canada?
San Jose? No, in San Jose. What area of is it? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's a big spread out.
It is getting bigger and bigger after every single year. However, we are basically located in Park Avenue. Yeah, Park Avenue,
near
San Jose.
Los Gatos. What's that?
Park Avenue, 177 Park Avenue,
oh,
San Jose.
Everything's near Los Gatos, right? It's right there.
Yes, I will believe 10 to 11 streets ahead.
Okay.
It's basically the main downtown.
Okay. Well, I know San Jose.
Yeah.
I know the world of foods down there anyway.
Right.
So, okay, very nice, Chase, right?
Yes, Chase.
Do you have do you mind if I ask your last name or?
Yeah, Chase Miles.
Oh, Miles. Okay. Just says Chase on the website here. All right, well, good. Thank you.
All right, so I'll wait for you.
Yeah. I'll be back in touch with you next week with the information.
Perfect.
And then
perfect.
We'll go from there.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chase.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.